This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Ah, good evening. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot is 27,000 square feet with 50 million rounds on hand. This is something well beyond just some, you know, this is a giant facility designed to keep multiple examples of your favorite caliber on hand at all times. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Well, it's, you know, it's Wednesday, so to kick it off, since we sort of segued from Monday to Wednesday, let's welcome into the fold here. Let's talk to Roger Katz and Stephen DeAngeli of Arbalest Quarrel. Hello, guys.
Hey, Bill. Bill, we got a big surprise for you. Hey, Roger, say hello.
I said hello.
Oh, sorry. Hey, Bill, if I may, I'm with a very good friend from Barcelona, Alejandro. And I told him, you know, Alejandro, before we go for dinner, I have to, you know, talk a little bit on the radio show. It's every Wednesday night, and it's such a pleasure. It's so exciting. And he said, what are you going to talk about? I said, self-defense, guns, politics. Well, Alejandro's willing to put in a little information here for our listeners about what it's like not to be able to defend yourself or have a gun in Spain. And Alejandro also travels 6 months out of the year as his business requires, and he goes to many, many European countries, and he said, and Spain is better than most of the European countries. So if, with your permission, we could tie in a little bit of what we're going to talk about and let Alejandro enlighten us what could happen to the United States if we don't wake up.
Well, I will let you guys figure out how you want to execute that, Stephen.
Thank you.
So, I mean, now if he travels to the Czech Republic now, they just sort of adopted their own sort of Second Amendment thing in light or in spite of the EU's decision to try to drag places like the Czech Republic and Switzerland into their gun-free zone stupidity. The Czech Republic is pushing back. Does he get to travel there very much?
Well, I don't. Where have you been?
Hello, Bill.
Hello.
Usually I travel around Germany and Denmark, all these central European countries. And I was in the Czech Republic. But as much as can I say, the problem is that you cannot defend yourself like I think you can do here in the United States.
Oh, without a doubt, I would have to agree with you on that one. I'm going to tell you one of my biggest issues I have with Europe right now, Alejandro. I was, I lived in Europe in the 80s, in Germany. I love Europe.
Mm-hmm.
How close is Europe to becoming a Sharia state?
Well, actually, I don't know what to say about this, you know. There's many things going on in Europe about this topic, especially in the United Kingdom, maybe Germany as well.
Right.
Not that much. But, you know, all these things, like you cannot defend yourself, it's also creating this kind of problem.
Yes.
I don't know if you understand me.
I do.
It's all about Constitution, for example. I know that here in America you have the Second Amendment talking about fire guns and you have the right to defend yourself.
Right.
There's one thing that, for example, in Spain we don't have. And even if you try it, if you try to defend yourself at your own home from a burglar or a robbery or something like this,
They go directly to the jail.
So do they have sort of the licensing scheme that they have in the U.K. where you can get a license and own certain types of guns in Spain?
The thing is that in Spain you can get a license to practice hunting, for example. You
right.
can have a shotgun, for example, something like this in your home. But you are not allowed to carry on in street or something like that. Just to go to the zone where you are allowed to hunt and shoot, also a shooting range, something like this. But to defend yourself also, if you have this gun at your home and someone is going in, the law says that you cannot use it to defend yourself. You must call the police, wait. And if you are lucky, the police will appear as soon as they can. But if you are not lucky, you can imagine what can happen.
Well, I've heard what happens in England. I'd be surprised if it wasn't the same thing as what you have going on there. But does Spain have any intention of trying to do a Spexit or something, getting out of the EU and trying to get away from this insanity?
No. Spain is always, well, also the Spanish people, they are all together with Europe, and they say that the media, everything is against Trump, for example. Well, it's all focused in Europe, and Europe is the best, and it's the best that we can do, and, you know. We are, not we, because I'm not, but the Spanish people is against the Brexit, for example, as well, and all this stuff. So it's a lot of propaganda, let me say.
Right.
So propaganda, especially from the media, every day talking about the problems with the guns in the United States, what's happening in the United States with the guns, how can the United States have a law for the guns and against Trump, you know? And every day is the same story. Doesn't matter what is he doing, talking about Trump right now. Doesn't matter what is he doing, but it's always something to find about him to stand, you know? Exactly.
Well, you know, if they were to actually look at the numbers in Europe, if they'd get off the magic box and look at a couple of things, they'd figure out where a lot. The most. Do you know who the most violent country per capita in the world is, Alejandro?
No.
The UK.
The UK.
The UK. Now, they don't have as many gun crimes, and we don't have, you know, our gun crime has gone down in the last 20 or 30 years to historic lows. But as a gun advocate, I'm against violence. I'm not against just gun violence. I'm against violence. And if I'm in the UK and somebody kicks my head with a brick, I'm not really prepared to give them the moral high ground just because they used a brick instead of a gun. So the UK has, I think, like 1,200 violent crimes per 100,000, where we have 408. So nearly three times as many as we have.
I didn't know that. I'm honestly surprised, because media in Europe, they don't say that.
Well, all they got to do is look at, that's using Scotland Yard's stuff. They don't, there's a lot of people that get shot, and unless they catch them and convict them, they don't ever show that as a gun crime.
Mm-hmm.
That they've got a very skewed thing, a very skewed way of reporting things there. But I look at Europe, and I feel bad for the people of Europe, because I love the people of Europe, and I love the European people of Europe. I hate what's happening to Europe. We're about to come up on the first break, ArmorlessQuarrel.com. That's where you can find what Roger does and what Steven does, and you can find it at Ammo Land, and you can find them here once a week. But you can find them at all those other places. When we get back, more with Roger, more with Steven, and if he's still around, more with Alejandro.
Yes. Yes.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time. Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot. Now they constant ammunition going out, constant ammunition coming in. Maintaining 50 million rounds at all times. So when you go there and you're looking for, say, 10 millimeter, and you find 9, 10, 11, 12, 20 different options to choose from. Some of them will be on sale. You'll feel good about making the purchase. You'll make the purchase, and it will be shipped to you post-haste. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. My guest this hour from Armless Quarrel are Roger Katz and Stephen D'Andrilli. And Stephen is getting ready to go feed a steak. You know, one day it's going to be me, but tonight it's Alejandro from Barcelona, España. So where do we want to go, guys?
Well, I'll take over from here, Bill. One of the things that I discussed briefly with Stephen before the show was trying to get a handle on where this country is headed right now. And again, what we see from the mainstream media is that they wish to be the arbiter or the maker, let's say, of the particular subjects of conversation, going after Trump ad nauseum and his family, and now with this latest Senate health care fiasco. What I find most distressing is the fact that there was a simple thing that Trump could have done, and he could have encouraged the Senate and the House, the Republicans in both chambers, to really push for national handgun carry reciprocity. Now, what I find particularly fascinating about that, you know, apart from the fact that, well, we have one that was introduced back in January of this year, and then I believe there was a couple more, and then one more recently after that tragic shooting of Republican senators in that baseball field. And yet we don't hear anything about it. No one is bringing up anything. There are apparently bills pending. And I was curious because I did a search. I guess I used a Google search engine and a couple others to get a handle on how many pro-Second Amendment bills are presently sitting in either chamber. And consider that in relationship to those bills that are anti-Second Amendment. And I found it very fascinating. What we have right now, presently pending, according to my searches, is 59, count them, 59 bills that are restrictive of firearm ownership and possession. And there is of that number, only nine that are pro-Second Amendment. So it's actually 59 against and nine for. So I think that's about, what, 1/6 or 16% of the number of bills that are pending that are restrictive of gun rights. Now, the other thing that I find fascinating is that when we talk about firearms legislation, there are specific attempts, of course, from the Democratic side for the most part, that state very specifically what you can or can't own, how far your right extends under the Second Amendment, if you have any right at all.
Right.
When you look at the other bills, the pro-Second Amendment, what they really are reactions to the restrictive bills. They are basically attempts to roll back the Brady Bill, let's say, or what was the other one? The recreational, what is it called? The Public Safety and Recreational Firearms Use Protection Act. Recreational use, think about that, 1994. That was enacted when the Brady Bill was enacted. And when you look at national handgun carry reciprocity, when you think about it from the standpoint of being not a reaction to restrictive legislation, but actually a very active a Second Amendment action to extend, or actually what I should say, it's not extending the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment right is, for all intents and purposes, absolute. but really to make it clear to the public just what the Second Amendment really means, and that any attempt to compromise it is an attack against the Bill of Rights, fundamental right and a natural right. And what I did then was consider the legislation from the standpoint of what the Supreme Court is doing. Now, I know the late Antonin Scalia was very concerned about legislating, let's say, from the bench. And for that reason, he was rather loath to use what they call overbreadth analysis or facial invalidity of a particular law, because that would amount to a quick and a clear striking down of congressional legislation. And he felt that that might be, in some sense, inconsistent with the duty of the Supreme Court to interpret the law rather than to make law. And I took a close look at Hillary, and we keep on going back to that because it is so important as laying the, well, basically saying what Democrats would never accept and what many ignorant members of the public would not acknowledge. And that is the fact that the Second Amendment, right of the people to keep and bear arms, is a fundamental right, and it is an individual right. And having made that point clear in Heller, the Supreme Court, the majority, basically placed on the pedestal the Second Amendment as a fundamental right by not tying it to a militia, which basically reduced it to a nullity. Scalia and Thomas and Alito and Roberts and Kennedy made very clear that this is an individual right, as most of the Bill of Rights, apart from the Ninth and Tenth Amendment, where we talk about the rights of the state or the people generally. And that is the thing that sits very hard with Breyer, with Ginsburg, with Sotomayor, the others.
Let me get you to hold right there. We'll pick it up on the other side when we get back. We're talking to Arbeloz Quarrel. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation expectation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Here we are, back again, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot is, simply put, where you need to go if you're going to go train, because they have training ammo in bulk prices, which is exactly what you want. It's where you need to go if you need self-defense ammo, because they have self-defense ammo at a price that you can afford. Check them out. AmmunitionDepot.com. Talking with Roger Katz, Stephen D'Andrilli, from ArmorlessQuarrel.com. When we left off, Roger was going through the roll call of the people in the robes. So please pick that up where you left off, please, sir.
Yeah, sure.
Bill, if I may, just for a second. Roger, I'm going to need to leave with Alejandro. Okay. But but listening to Roger, Bill,
yes.
about these bills, I, as a simple person, what I interpret this to mean is this is like a call to action to me.
Yeah.
There's 59 bills wanting to restrict my constitutional rights, and there's 9 trying to protect them from these restrictions, when all we really need is to all of us start calling our elected officials and tell them, if you want to get reelected, we want national state carry reciprocity. It's so simple, and nothing else matters.
Ryan got out there the other day with all of those bills coming out where they want to have the carve out and said, we could just do reciprocity for everybody. That's what I support.
That's it. So, case closed.
Yeah. So,
All right, so Roger, do a good job, please. Make me proud. Make me proud. And Bill, and all your listeners, thank you very much for tolerating with me. And Alejandro had a real good time. And anytime he said that you want to get some information from Europe, we can give him a call, and he'll be happy to tell us what's going on over there in the soft target continent.
Outstanding. You guys have a very good evening.
Thank you.
Take it easy, Steve. Okay.
Okay. I take it any way you can get it.
All right. Well, I wanted to go back, Bill, to talk about Heller and in the context also of how the National Handgun Carry Reciprocity Bill, any one of those, if it were enacted, would go a long way to securing the Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms once and for all. But talking again about Heller, there's three major points that have to be understood as really the thesis of the Heller decision. One, of course, is the individual right. And that does have national significance. And that is, as long as that is mandated through an interpretation of the Second Amendment by the Supreme Court, and that is not overturned, then that's going to be very difficult for many of these laws, either state or federal, to get any sort of traction. Now, the other point of Heller, which is very important, was the self-defense principle. And Scalia made it very clear in the opinion he wrote that self-defense is integral to, intrinsically or inherently existent in the Second Amendment. It doesn't have to be stated. Now, I know that Breyer, I believe it was Breyer, took exception. He says, well, self-defense is not actually stated in the Second Amendment, but certainly as a matter of logic, it's implied.
Right.
And go ahead.
No, I was just saying correct. I agree.
Yeah, and the third point is the fact that the Supreme Court's going to take a very close look at any attempt by the state or by Congress, for that matter, to ban outright an entire category of firearms. Now, the problem that we run into with Supreme Court decisions, we tend to think that they have absolute overriding authority throughout the country, and generally they do. But understand that the Supreme Court generally likes to write opinions actually very narrowly, looking at very specific issues. So when Scalia wrote the opinion stating that handguns as a category cannot be banned, he was referring to the District of Columbia statute. And when he said that, you can't The District of Columbia government cannot prevent an individual from having ready access to a firearm in his home or her home for self-defense. Now, when we look at the cases that went up to the Supreme Court, but which failed to get four votes, we had the Jackson case, which came out of California, which dealt with a California law that said basically that handguns or any firearm in a house must be kept locked up and unloaded. Then you had the Friedman case, which talked about banning assault weapons, whatever that is. And then, of course, the third one was Peruto, which we had hoped the Supreme Court would take up. And that had to do with the idea that self-defense should be sufficient enough reason to grant a handgun license. And, of course, when those particular cases did not obtain a fourth vote, Scalia, who wrote a very strong comment in one case, and Thomas wrote a strong opinion in the other. And I believe Neil Gorsuch in Peruta made it very clear that these cases should have been taken up. And very likely, if they had, the Supreme Court, the majority, would have stated and that from a national standpoint, self-defense is a sufficient and good enough cause to carry a handgun for one's self-defense, assuming that they're not under disability. And then you have the fact that if the federal government, if Congress, as the first branch of government, enacts national reciprocity that would permit an individual who's not under disability to carry a handgun for self-defense purposes anywhere in the United States, and that would also include U.S. territories as well, then that would make it very clear that an individual that's not under disability can, in fact, own and possess a handgun and will automatically be able to, if he can carry it in another state, he should certainly be allowed to carry it in his state. Those particular cases that would come up to challenge any laws, any attempt to erode the principles of Heller would then be struck down automatically and very quickly. And it was right for this reason that those cases were not taken up. Now, I spoke with a...
Let me get you to hold right there. We're going to the last break for the hour here. And when we get back, we'll continue that on. You can find the writings of Mr. Katz and Mr. D'Andrilli at ArbalistQuarrel.com. They are featured writers now at Amoland.com. Here lately, you guys have been bouncing all over the media. You've been causing a lot of trouble, haven't you? Yeah. So that's good stuff. But, I mean, check them out. They break it down. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Self-reliance is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears, because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot is, of course, 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand. It is also the place where you can find one of the largest selections of magazines for your semi-automatic weapon, no matter what it is, in the United States. Check them out, ammunitiondepot.com. Talking to Roger Katz, Arbalest Quarrel. We're talking about what we should be doing to cement the Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. Please continue on, sir.
Yes, thank you, Bill. One thing I want to talk about, the last point I want to mention in respect to Heller, is the fact that there doesn't seem to be a standard that, a legal standard that the majority used when striking down the District of Columbia's highly restrictive, draconian bill that discriminated against the whole category of handguns and required any firearms to be locked up in a home. And the fact is, if you go through that case, reading the opinion at length, Scalia does point, or at least admits a point that Breyer had mentioned in his dissent, that there's no standard of review, so how could you make a decision that a particular statute is illegal? And then Breyer went on to talk about how he would use his own makeshift standard and interest balancing test. The problem is that all of these tests, rational basis, intermediate scrutiny, strict scrutiny, are all interest balancing. And basically, rational basis simply says as long as a government action is legitimately or rationally related to a legitimate government purpose, then the law will be upheld. But that low standard would only be used if a law was dealing with a, well, let's just say impacting a person's liberties, but was not impacting a fundamental right as set forth in the Bill of Rights. Then you have intermediate scrutiny, which talks about a government action will stand so long as it's substantially related to a legitimate government purpose. And then you have the strict scrutiny, which is the standard that the court will use when a fundamental right, a core value of a fundamental right is being dealt with. And it's not enough simply that a government action is related, however rashly or substantially, to a legitimate government purpose. It has to be the least restrictive means to do so. And obviously, banning a whole category of firearms, Scalia had a problem with that. Now, it looked as if he was saying, look, this particular law, the BC ban on handguns, is just overbroad or facially invalid. But he didn't use those terms. And I've been thinking through this, and as I write quite prolifically on the Colby case, I wonder what kind of standard, if any, can be imputed to the Heller decision. And there is this principle of law called categoricalism or categorization. And it's the idea, basically, that if an attempt by a state government or the federal government, for that matter, to impact a whole category of behavior, or to impact a whole category of objects, let's say, in this case, handguns, that will automatically require a very close purview by the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court apparently said, well, if you're going to deny a whole category of handguns, we're going to use this categoricalization principle to strike down that law. And quite frankly, I think that's probably, if it's a standard or at least a principle, a peg to hang a hat on, it's what Gorsuch and Alito and Thomas would use if the assault weapon ban were challenged and heard by the Supreme Court. Now, they didn't want to do it in the, in the Friedman case. And they have a chance to do it in Colby. Now, it doesn't look like Kennedy is going to step down. And we can only hope that during Trump's presidency that Breyer or Ginsburg will step down. Because once they do, and Trump is able to nominate a replacement, a fellow perhaps such as Hardiman, who is on the Circuit Court of Appeals for the Third Circuit, then we will always get a fourth vote, and a case like Colby, which is pending, would be heard. And in the interim, what can Congress do? Well, there is one individual, that's John Culberson. He's a representative, a Republican in Texas. And he works with the appropriation bill, the Commerce, Justice, and Science bill. And I understand there are riders he's putting in there, pro-gun riders, to roll back a certain draconian bills. One of them has to do with the reporting of certain rifles that a person might buy or transfer in a southwest state, a border state. And the other has to do with the UN Arms Treaty, which blocks imports of certain weapons. And why it is that we should ever be a party to that is beyond me, because to sign that would suggest that it's actually an end run around our Second Amendment and the seniority, the superiority of our laws and our Constitution over that of any foreign body or international treaty. And I'm just hoping that those bills, pro-Second Amendment bills, can be inserted in the appropriations bill. And that, and possibly they can do the same with the National Reciprocity Bill. If that could be part of the appropriations bill, that would be a quick and painless way of getting National Handgun Carry Reciprocity passed. So there are things that the Republicans can do. And with their control of two branches of the government and ostensibly a third, we've got to do everything in our power to see that the Second Amendment is strengthened so long as Donald Trump is president of the United States and so long as the Republicans control both houses of Congress.
That'd be a lot easier for them to do all of that if they would just simply act like they are those people that are in charge right now, the one plurality.
Yeah,
but that's a story for another day, right?
Sure. All right.
But I did take solace in the fact that Ryan is not for the carve out. That part of it sort of, you know, Ryan is sort of a milquetoast for me.
Yeah.
And that was almost like him stepping up saying, I am a man. But,
well, he's the perfect politician, proverbial politician.
Yes. Yes. I don't even know. That's one of the truer statements I have ever heard. So next week,
politician.
Yeah, politician. So next week, no dig at Alejandro. Hopefully, we can get back on the stuff that you guys are concerned about the most. And although that was refreshing to hear about Europe, but I don't think Europe's going to exist the way we know it in a couple of years. But well, that's another discussion for another day. Arbalest Quarrel, you can find them at arbalestquarrel.com. Featured writers at ammoland.com. They show up here once a week. Thank you for joining me, Roger.
Thanks a lot, Bill.
Yes, sir.
Anytime.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate it.
Coming up next, as we head into hour number two, is going to be Sean Maloney, The World According to Second Call Defense. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, cause I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I think my boss wanted to toss it all the wisdom he shared. Unaware,
offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.